I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, we are dealing with really, talk about a moving target. We're trying to talk about the impact, of course, of coronavirus on the entertainment world. When we started thinking about this, Disneyland theme parks were open. The now executive chairman of Disney, Bob Iger, had talked to the governor, Gavin Newsom, and gotten, even though the governor has said gatherings of more than 250 people should not happen, the theme parks had gotten an exemption from this. And this is really a losing bet, I would say, on Gavin Newsom's part, because he now has the effect of Disneyland literally closed a couple of, I don't know, an hour or two after this announcement. So he has the negative of people saying, what kind of decision is that? And it didn't even last long enough, you know, to in any way excuse it. I mean, the whole thing just is a fiasco politically, I would think.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. And, you know, what we're seeing now is that this is such a moving target that even things that were claimed 2 days ago are then being revisited. I mean, you saw
2 hours ago in this case.
Yeah, the March Madness tournament. First, they said that they're going to play the games, but without crowds. Then 2 days later, the entire March Madness tournament was canceled. So, you know, the rolling target on this is pretty amazing. And I think the assumption now is that the entire cultural and sports community in America and most of the world will come to a halt within the next couple days.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be ripple effects from this that are mind-bending. I mean, obviously, the virus itself is a pandemic and terrible, terrible disaster. But talking about specifically the business that we are covering, we see, you know, theaters were already challenged before this happened, and now they're going to get clobbered. Disney, as we were just talking about, was trying to keep the theme parks open. I mean, as we speak, the Orlando park and the park in Paris is still open. The three of them in Asia are closed. And now Disneyland. Disney has cruise ships. Disney has hotels. Disney has movies. I mean, a company like that, its stock is just tumbling. And workers in LA are going to get clobbered too. I mean, a lot of people work in what are supposedly, you know, contract jobs with no benefits, even though they are required to be at their desks day in, day out. The state of California has allowed that. A lot of people work on project to project. So we're going to see just falling dominoes that it's going to need leadership to try to figure out how to manage this.
Yeah, not to mention the venues. I mean, the entire touring industry and music has come to a halt. So that combined with sporting events and anyone who works at one of these venues is now out of a job. These are jobs based on these venues being full. I mean, Disney has said that they're going to pay their quote unquote cast members, their employees, while the parks are closed. But for a lot of these gig employees, the option just isn't there.
You know, the entertainment business has, of course, tremendous impact. I'm noting, you know, Tom Hanks has been diagnosed with this, and that is like, you couldn't come up with a personality that is more identified as like everybody's father, you know. So that I think when that news broke, it was part of an evening in which these dominoes started to fall. The studios making movies have had problems, you know, big problems. It's like tent poles or nothing, and now the tent poles are moving too. So that is another aspect of this business that's going to get pulverized by this. We've seen Bond movie moving supposedly until November. Quiet Place too. Paramount, you know, poor Paramount has been through it, was hungry for a hit. They finally had the Sonic movie, and then they had what seemed like a sure thing, The Quiet Place 2, and it's off the schedule after they've spent tens of millions of dollars to promote it. Some of that advertising will still have an impact. People obviously have high awareness of what that is, but this is not what any of these companies needs.
No, I mean, if you look at Fast and Furious, that was the big Memorial Day weekend release. That has been postponed until next year. So right there, one movie that's $1 billion in revenue that is just wiped off the NBC Universal balance sheet.
Yeah, no good news to report right now. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.